Sean Miley Moore. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm wonderful. It's so good to have you in here. Before we dive into Rent the show, I just want to talk a little bit about you and who you are as a performer in this industry. You're an actor.
The industry.
You're an actor, a musician, a singer, a model, a social media influencer.
And now a porn star.
Is there anything that I missed in there that you're not doing?
Yes. Badass and mathlete.
Okay, badass and mathlete.
Anyone knows a Mean Girls quote. No, I'm joking.
Sweet, we'll keep that in mind. So you play Angel Dumont Chouinard in Rent at the Opera House, which is playing at the moment. It plays till January 31, is that correct?
That's right. So actually, I have two shows today, and we're on for another week, so until the end of the month. So,
cool. So there is still time, although, if I'm not mistaken, pretty much all sold out right now, isn't
Baby,
it?
Baby, we sold out.
Yeah, you sold out. Yes. I mean, hopefully there's some dropouts so people can get those last minute tickets.
That's right.
The first thing I want to talk about, especially with a show that's as iconic as Rent, is always with performers in these sort of shows, is when was your first experience with this show? Like, where did you first see it? Where did you first hear about it?
Yeah,
talk about that.
Well, actually, I was in a little amateur theater production of it in Rockdale in 2009. So 11 years ago, I will not tell you my age. But yeah, 11 years ago when I was, you know, still in high school and when I wasn't a proud gay man that I am now. So literally that show and this character gave me all the life, all the celebration, all the joy, all the fabulosity that I know I've brought in my day-to-day life since then.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. So that was that your first experience with it performing in it? Or had you like seen
I think I've heard like a few songs like Seasons of Love, Take Me or Leave Me, like those iconic songs. But yeah, just being thrown into the show and not really knowing as a young, you know, little boy growing up in Australia.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so it was amazing.
Yeah. Another really interesting part about doing the show right now of all times is that it's a show that is very much about the AIDS pandemic during the 80s and 90s, and you're performing it during, not that I want to even like parallel between the two because it's completely different situations, but you're performing it during a global pandemic.
Exactly. Like, the parallels are, is it unfathomable? Unfathomable or something? Is that the right word?
Unfathomable? Yeah, I think that's
that
the right word.
Yeah,
gosh, that works.
I think I have my dictionary right
let's
back.
Let's go with that.
No, let's go with that. Well, the Rent is first and foremost a protest. A protest for people to fight for their rights, their equality, health in a time that is a pandemic. So it's completely the same thing that is happening today. Back in 90s, 80s, New York City, where the AIDS pandemic was running rampant and there was a complete, utter neglect from their government at that time that was run by the Reagan administration. And it was only 4 years after the first AIDS moment happened that the government actually mentioned the term AIDS. Mm. So there was a complete utter neglect and it was, you know, the community to rise up against and fight for their rights, which is exactly what's happening today.
Totally. I've got a quote here that I want to read. I'm not going to tell you who it's by or when it's from, but you might know already. I don't know. until I've read it, I'll just go for it. In these dangerous times where the world is ripping apart at the seams, we can learn from those who stare death in the face every day by reaching out to each other and bonding as a community. That could have been said yesterday, but it was said in 1996 by the play's writer, Jonathan Larson. I mean, touching on the points that we've already kind of been making about the relevance of the show today and the kind of the reason why shows like this about revolution and about people taking action into their own hands and about anarchy and, you know, going against an oppressive government to fight for what you believe in, it's always going to be relevant, I feel. And
Well, that's it. It's everything. I mean, you better be coming to Invasion Day on Tuesday, the rally.
Yeah.
All of these things are bubbling and at the forefront. Like, we've had absolutely enough. And especially in Rent, the LGBT community, brown POC people had a complete neglect from their government, you know? And they had to take things into their own hands. So that's what we're still doing today and every day.
Totally.
Yeah.
Going back to the play as a production and just as a piece of theatre, it's directed by Sean Rennie, who has been known to work in theatres like Hayes Theatre and Darlinghurst Theatre Company, a specific ones that come to mind for me. And he's done, and at those specific theatres, it's about doing more intimate shows, more intimate musicals, really. It's a really beautiful musical experience, I find, at those places, because it's less about the, you know, jazz hands or whatever, or like the whole big show, and it's really about connecting with an audience. So I guess from your perspective, working with him and his directing style, taking his style from that intimate sort of space to the playhouse at the Sydney Opera House, is there anything you've noticed about his need for connection?
This is the first time I've worked with him. He's fab. Like, he's just let all us actors completely fly. And it was really us bringing the life on the stage, and he would just be like, okay, da-da-da-da-da. But it was us as artists to come as powerhouses, and everyone in the cast, from Callum Francis, Tim O'Matic, I hate you for saying that, Ello, oh, gorgeous Mia, Matt Verivis, absolutely everyone is strong and powerful in themselves as human beings. That's the thing, we're playing characters, but the thing is, these are people.
Yeah.
People, and that's the most important thing. But in regards to intimacy, we've always started with that. We're not really showing out and being like, jazz hands, we're here. Sometimes I get the note like, Sean, stay in the scene. Just say the fucking line.
Yeah, totally.
But it really is all about that connection. And in the show, there's a really poignant line, finding connection in an isolating space.
Yeah, so, I've seen that being used in hashtags by cast members around social media. It definitely is the through line of the show.
Yep.
And in a very meta sense of it being performed right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, especially now, like, we're starved of connection because, you know, social distancing, this Miss COVID Rona moment, like, it's there's a complete divide and separation, and everyone is hungry for connection and love and community and touch. And, you know, this show is all about that. We have standing ovations and people are absolutely bawling and crying because, you know, they want to feel.
Yeah, totally. It's an absolute, I think, after a year pretty much of theaters being shut and the lights on stages being off, it's not only for this show, a show as powerful as this, as needed as this, but just for theater to be getting back, I think people are really clinging to it, and it's there really is proving the need for this art form.
Yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to touch, because we sort of brushed over it before, but you said, you mentioned that you did Ren for the first time in 2009.
Yeah.
Did you play Angel in that show as well?
I did play Angel.
So, I mean, my main question is, how does Angel for you back then compare to Angel today within who you are as a person, how, I guess, proud to be you are now compared to back then? How does the character change for you?
Yeah, well, I was super young then, so I didn't really... It's funny how when we're, as an actor now and going through drama school and whatever, like coming back on stage and going through the script and being like, oh, this is what it means. Oh, we're actually, you know, smoking a spliff through Santa Fe into I'll Cover You and I Get to Fall in Love every night. I love it. So it's so funny to, like, just take apart the text and create this world, New York City. And through Angel's eyes. But the main thing with this beautiful goddess being is that they, she, he are proud and liberated to live their life to their best, unapologetically, proudly, fabulously, sillily, you know, just living. It's YOLO.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I always took that sort of element from Angel as a young little brown queer boy and through my life, and now living that every day, like, that's me. I'm not really playing the character. I am that Angel, and I get to be proud on stage and joyous. And lots of people go like, you're giving me that. And I'm like, great, I've done my work.
Totally. What you just said, I mean, we are going to have to wrap up in a sec, but just what you said about the cast and you in this role, I remember when the cast list first came out, I was just looking as each announcement came, I was like, oh my God, it's perfect. They're perfect for that role. And you especially, knowing you and knowing that character, I was like, damn, that's the of course. Yeah. I was like, of course, it makes so much sense. You're perfect for that role. Anyway, that's pretty much all we're going to have time for today, Sean. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. No worries. And I'll see you for a swim.
Yes, at the Toe Dip Society.
Toe Dip.
At Toe Dip Society on Instagram. Just to take us out, I don't know if you're keen for this idea, but I did actually play Collins in a Year 10 production.
Oh, my God. Are you my Collins?
Well, I'm not your Collins, but I was a Collins.
Oh, wow.
We could do a bit of a bit of live in my house.
Yeah.
I'll be your shelter. Don't pay me back with 1,000 kisses.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thanks for doing that with me. That's really what I wanted. That's why I got you in here, just so we could do that moment.
Perfect.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Bye.